Dear Mr. Abraham Roth, thank you for being with us today. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues, dear friends, I am honored to welcome you today to this solemn meeting on the occasion of the International Day of Commemoration in memory of the victims of the Holocaust at the Palais des Nations. Every year, on the 27th January, we remember the 6 million Jewish men, women, and children who perished in the horror of the Holocaust, in addition to millions of members of other nationalities, minorities, and other targeted groups and individuals. And every year on this day, we reaffirm our unwavering commitment to counter anti-Semitism, racism, and other forms of intolerance. It is our duty to keep the memory of the Holocaust alive for present and future generations. Every year, there are fewer and fewer chances to hear directly from the people who have lived through the horrors of the Holocaust. Today, we are very honored to have one of the survivors here with us, Mr. Abraham Roth. The stories of the survivors bear witness to the immeasurable strength of the Jewish people, to the resilience and determination of people deprived of their humanity. Holocaust survivors have done much to prevent history from repeating itself. At the United Nations office at Geneva, we are proud to offer a platform to the survivors to share their memories. Thank you once again, Mr. Roth, for being with us today to share the story of your family. The theme of this year's commemoration, Home and Belonging, highlights the humanity of Holocaust victims and survivors who were robbed of their homes and sense of belonging by the perpetrators of the Shoah. Despite the history's harsh lessons, we are witnessing an alarming resurgence of xenophobia and discrimination. Hate speech has become a precursor to so many atrocity crimes, including genocide. As is often said, genocide is a process, not an event. The Holocaust did not start with the gas chambers. It started with hate speech. The annual commemoration in memory of the victims of the Holocaust at the Palais des Nations is an important part of the United Nations Holocaust Outreach Program. With our partners, we will continue to develop and implement programs aimed at countering Holocaust denial and distortion and educate future generations about the lessons of Holocaust to help prevent acts of genocide. 2 days ago, we opened an excellent art exhibition entitled Days Beyond Time, Artist Meets Testimony in Geneva. And I'd like to sincerely thank Ambassador Alon Shachar and the Permanent Mission of Israel and its partners for bringing this extraordinary multidisciplinary art exhibition to Geneva from Israel. Side by side with the historical testimonies, the exhibition features visual art of young artists inspired by the stories of the survivors and shows how creativity and art can help us to never forget. I encourage you all to take a moment to visit this exhibition. Ladies and gentlemen, a year ago, the United Nations General Assembly adopted by consensus a resolution that condemns denial and distortion of the Holocaust. Despite the harsh lessons of history, we are witnessing an alarming resurgence of xenophobia and discrimination. Attempts to minimize or outright deny the Holocaust are proliferating. This trend must be reversed to prevent history from repeating itself. By adopting this historic resolution, the UN member states demonstrated solidarity in fight against any efforts to deny the Holocaust and questions the scale of the tragedy. The duty to remember concerns us all, and it must be transmitted from generation to generation. Young people need to know the truth. They are particularly exposed to the distortion of the Holocaust on the internet. And we must reach them about the Holocaust and the fragile nature of human societies. It is vital to invest in education and awareness raising. Education about Holocaust plays a key role in helping young generations to become active and responsible global citizens who value human dignity and respect for all. Reject anti-Semitism, racism, and other forms of prejudice and discrimination that can lead to violence and human rights violations. It is only by promoting tolerance, human values, and peaceful coexistence that we can prove that diversity is a richness, not a threat, and we owe it to the victims of Holocaust and their families, as well to our own societies. We owe it to our common future. Thank you very much for your attention.